Under the Lights, Russ Robinson here, along with Jake Wimberly, George Broadstreet, Don Barnes will be joining us here in just a few. And guys, I'll tell you, the weather has been the story. It was like 82, and just beautiful today. Up until about 3, and then you saw it coming across Big Bird. And I had a chance to talk to Don Henn. We're going to try to call him tonight and get his take on it. Games were played last night in anticipation of these of what happened tonight.
Not a bad move.
Not a bad move, and then some of them we're going to play tomorrow. And so I asked Don, I said, we were talking about Coach Henn, of course, I said, you know, what are the parameters for who can make that decision? And it was very interesting, so we're going to call and talk to him about it, because a lot of these teams, Jake, they don't get these ball games in tonight, it's going to mess up the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, you're talking about teams that are fighting for playoff spots,
right.
And if you end up not getting your ball game in, as you said, that could affect the standings from a percentage standpoint, and also it's very crucial to try to get these games in. And also, I think for me, another thing is, you look at schools, a lot of them are in senior night mode.
Right.
So you want to have that weather right to get out there.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we were over at Jim Hill tonight, and they did their senior night in the rain, and you know, it's just – you can do it, but again, there's a lot of parameters that come into play, as you said.
Yeah, Prep had their senior night in the rain, and it's pouring down there out there right now. But it's supposed to get out of here about midnight, so hope that wherever you are, if you're driving home, please slow it down a little bit, buckle up, get there safely. Tonight's show being made possible by the Mississippi Peanut Growers, who did not have a peanut game of the week tonight because we saw what was coming. It was Warren Central and Starkville, and boy, wouldn't that have been a game.
That would have.
But we decided, Don and I got together, and we decided not to do that game. Called Malcolm Broom with the peanut growers and said, we know what's coming about 4 o'clock. And so we just decided not to do it. We will get back into the peanut game again next week, and we'll make that game up somewhere. It'll probably have to be an MAIS game because by that time we're into the playoffs and we don't want to get into that. So, anyway, a lot to talk about tonight. A lot of scores. Some will be missing tonight. Some scores are missing because some of the folks are going to play on Saturday. So, the Mississippi Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Center, which has their Saturday morning clinic, is also making the scores possible from the scores desk, and that is George Broadstreet, and he is to my left.
All right, Russ, thank you. There are scheduled 148 games this weekend, and 33 of those were played last night. So a lot of games and a lot was played last night, but we'll get the first pass through of scores, and we'll start with some 6A games. And up in North Mississippi, it was South Haven over DeSoto Central 14-7. Tupelo won over Horn Lake. The Tupelo is now 10-0. They won 25-7. Oxford won their 8th game of the year. They beat Hernando 15-6. South Panola over Columbus 41-7. Clinton was big over Greenville 52-12. Last night, Madison Central won a huge game over Northwest Rankin 27-10. One of the bigger games of the night, Warren Central at home against Starkville won 23-0.
It was our peanut game that we didn't get to hear.
Well, that would have been a good peanut game for sure, but we'll talk about that a lot more tonight. Pedal got back on the winning track. They beat George County 47-0. It was Brandon Easley over Jim Hill 36-6. Meridian Wins a key game against Terry, 35-27 was the final there. Pearl remains undefeated. They're 11-0. They beat Oak Grove, 42-0 was the final.
Oak Grove didn't score.
Did not score.
Whoa.
Yeah. Pearl defense, and I've got some numbers we'll talk about later on in the show, but Pearl is playing as good defensively as anybody in the state of Mississippi.
Yeah.
And we'll talk about that Brandon-Pearl matchup coming up next week.
It's the Rankin County Super Bowl.
Hey, 66th edition, and
wow,
it will be packed, and I'm here to tell you, if you don't get out there at about 3 o'clock,
you're not sitting,
you're not probably not going to stand, and it's not my fault for the parking, I can tell you that.
All right, continuing on, and down in South Mississippi, D'Iberville over Harrison Central, 36-12. Gulfport beat Ocean Springs, 35-6. It was Hancock edging Biloxi, 21-19. St. Martin, 28. Pascagoula, 10. A few 5A scores. Grenada beat Lewisburg, 41-0. Olive Branch won their ninth game. They beat Lafayette, 20-9. West Point played Saltillo. That didn't turn out too good. 62-0. West Point was the winner there. Vicksburg last night beat Callaway in a key district game, 29-21. Germantown shut out Canton, 48-0. Cleveland Central is 11-0 now. They beat Neshoba Central, 22-7 tonight.
That's the team with the 6'9 quarterback, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. That's an interesting – that brings something I want to talk about.
It's a great story.
Laurel 41, North Pike 6. West Jones beat Wingfield 35-8. Picayune won again. They beat Gaucher 56-21. A couple of 4A scores to mention. Last night it was Pontotoc winning over Shannon 28-22. Amory beat Moorville 45-0. Louisville tonight beat League Central 34-0. Noxubee County won, beating New Hope 48-0. Mendenhall won their eighth game of the year. They beat Quitman 27-20. Pass Christian beat St. Stanislaus 30-7. East Central, that's another team we keep talking about a lot. They're 9-0. They beat Van Cleef 62-7.
Yeah, it's a good football team.
You got like a team that's got a tight end named the Mule.
Okay, you'll have to explain that more.
I met him. He's going to state.
Oh, okay.
That's right. Yeah, he's committed. He's listed as a wide receiver.
Right.
He's got the frame. He'll grow into a tight end for sure.
He's a mule.
Yeah, he'll play. You know, Mississippi State's already got a Jordan Thomas, a tight end that's, you know, 289 pounds and can flat out play on the edge. And this guy, he's going to grow in. I won't say he goes to 289, but he's going to get to a big frame. I mean, you know, you kind of.
He's tall and he's wide. He's
got a lot of room
and
to put on.
Quick.
A lot of that good weight that they put on you.
That's right. That's not like our weight.
Not like my weight. Yeah.
Which is bad weight.
Yeah, that's right, Jordan.
All right. Okay. 3A scores. McGee over McLaurin, 27-14. St. Andrews beat Crystal Springs, 43-14. Tylertown over West Marion, 23-22. Yazoo County won last night over Charleston, 38-22. North Pontotoc also won again. They beat Mantachie last night 35-0. Some 2A scores. Bogachitta over Enterprise Lincoln 48-0. It was Perry Central beating North Forest 16-12. Collins a 34-2 winner over St. Patrick. That's an interesting score. Philadelphia and Scott Central. This is a game I guess we've been certainly been watching, but Philadelphia wins tonight over Scott Central 32-26.
I'm surprised by
I
that.
Am too.
I really am.
That Scott Central team.
That was their first loss.
Yeah, I mean, they've been averaging like 45, 50 points a game.
Yeah. Pisgah beat Madison St. Joe 69-17 was the final there. A couple of 1A scores. Potts Camp over H.W. Byers. That was Thursday night, 68-24. McAdams beat Montgomery County 54-0. Noxipater over Vardaman 29-18. These were all played last night. West Lowndes over Ethel 48-6. MIIS scores from tonight. Big matchup, I guess, has to be Jackson Prep Jackson Prep 10-0 hosting Park Lane 9-1. Jackson Prep, there's just nobody else in MAIS that he can really compete, it doesn't seem. 42-14, Jackson Prep rolls over Park Lane tonight. Jackson Academy, though, gets a nice win against Oak Forest, 56-13. Then Jackson Academy's 8-2 on the year. And last night, MRA beat PCS 42-23 was the final there. So that's a good win for MRA. Russ, that's the first pass through of scores.
Well, that's a good load of scores. I'm really surprised of that Philadelphia-Scott Central.
I am too. We'll talk to Brandon Shields about that here in the next segment after we talk to John Luke McCord. But I am too, Russ. Look, Philadelphia, though, is a team that hasn't been getting, I guess you could say, all the pub that Scott Central has been getting because of the score Scott Central has been putting out there.
Right.
But that could be the first of two meetings because right yep. now those two teams are on a collision course to meet again in the playoffs. And, hey, I tell you what, you talk about packed out, small town, big atmosphere, Mississippi High School football, it's right there.
Yep.
I mean, that kind of signifies what we love about Mississippi High School football.
Well, you know, Philadelphia, I mean, it's not, I mean, they traditionally have a good team.
Yeah.
I mean, year in, year out, they have a good team. They're right there. So, but, yeah, that's a little bit of a surprising score for sure.
You know who works there? Michael Spurlock works there.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah, we interviewed him a year or two
ago. We did. It was on a peanut game.
Yeah.
And he's still up there. I don't know if he's a guidance counselor or something along that line, motivator, great guy. And they love him up there in Philadelphia. That's a big, big win for Philadelphia tonight. I so far, to me, the surprise of the night is Warren Central Stark.
Oh, it has to be. It has to be when you look at how Starkville has been rolling people. Their only loss coming into the ballgame was against West Point, and they played with West Point for a half. And, of course, Josh Morgan, we've had him on the program. He's a friend of the program, and they do such a great job, you know, through the week. Preparing. I mean, they're a defensive-first football team, and they showed that tonight. They shut Starkville out. And here's the thing. I mean, when you look at the north half of 6A, Tupelo's defense, Starkville's defense, Warren Central's defense, Madison Central's defense, there is going to be – it's going to be a bloodbath of defensive football in the north half of 6A. It's going to be fun.
And I will say, I made a comment last week. I don't think anybody really wants to play Warren Central first round of the playoffs.
I don't either.
I wouldn't.
They're tough.
I can tell you.
You know, we went over there to do the pregame for the peanut game of the week, which we didn't get to run. But Josh Morgan had you know, some offensive, defensive guys there. And they spoke very confidently. I mean, it wasn't cockiness or anything, but they were very confident that they were going to go out and make plays to win the game. And then we, you know, we drove to Starkville, and they seemed confident. I'll tell you that Chris Jones, he's one of the finest guys I know. I loved going up there and talking with him. Of course, Milton Smith, who is the athletic director up there, and does a great job. We've known Milton. He was at Laurel. He is the athletic director at Starkville. They sounded confident. But I tell you what, I'll tell you what, I've done, George and I have done games.
Yeah, we have.
Over at that Warren Central Viking Stadium. Strange things can happen over there. And it doesn't even have to be Halloween week.
Yeah, something about Warren County. You get close to the river. It's cooler in the wintertime, it's hotter in the summer, and football is just odd. So,
so big win there. Jackson Prep. The guys, you know, George, you called the score 42-14.
Mm-hmm.
It was 42-0 at the half. And Jerrion Ely had, you know, he came in as, I think he was ranked number 3 in the country in touchdown runs. And, or touchdowns, excuse me, touchdowns total. He had 4 tonight, I believe. And they just had no answer for him.
I think the biggest thing for Jackson Prep for me, and you guys get to see them up close and personal, is it's a lot like, and I don't want to compare them, like comparatively apples to apples with Alabama or the New England Patriots, but it's their focus that they can go in week in and week out.
Yeah, they don't seem to have a let up.
Day in and day out.
Yeah.
It's always gas, you know, on the floor, hammer down, and there's no stop. It like Georgia said, there's no falling off, so to speak.
Right, there's one speed.
Right, it's one speed, and it's all the way.
Two words, Ricky Black.
There you go.
You know, he's been around. He's won a lot of football games over the years. Somebody was asking me, you know, the other day, said, you know, is this the best Prep team out there? I don't think you can compare them.
It's hard to do that.
But now we, you know, somebody brought up the question this week because Prep has had 11 games and they've had a running clock on 9. Could have had a running clock at New Hope, but I guess they decided not to do it. So that would have been 10 out of 11 games, but they're going to go with 9. I don't know if anyone in the state's ever done that.
Oh, man, maybe. You know, the Panola teams from,
that's
you know,
what I was thinking. I don't know, as good as they were, and they were good, I don't know Does the I will have to ask Don about this, if the MHSAA, what their running clock situation is. I think they leave it up to the coaches.
I think they do, because we had a running clock tonight. I know you said you guys did not.
Right, New last week.
So it may be up to the coaches. It could be. He definitely would know that. But I tell you, the run that Prep is on is amazingly impressive.
Magical. And I tell you what, keep an eye on the JA Raiders. They're playing really good football right now. They probably got two of the best defensive ends in the MAIS. We'll throw my pen at Chris. We're going to take a timeout. When we come back here on the Wendy's Giant Studio, we will have John Luke McCord and Brandon Chills and a whole lot of others. Keep it right here as Friday Night Under the Lights continues. Brought to you tonight by Mississippi Sports Medicine. Back in a moment.
Out here, away from it all, a guy can get to thinking. What makes peanuts America's most popular nut? Well, for one thing, they've got more antioxidants than broccoli, carrots, or even green tea. Why, they're a bona fide superfood with more than 30 vitamins and nutrients. And the taste? Well, that's pretty hard to beat. Yes, when you really think about it, good things happen for a reason. I'm Nick Marshall, and I'm a peanut farmer. I dig peanuts, and you can dig them too.
Introducing Wendy's new Giant Junior Bacon Cheeseburger.
It's a Giant Junior?
Yeah, it's the deliciously different Junior Bacon Cheeseburger made giant with double the fresh, never frozen beef, double the oven-baked bacon, and double the cheese. It's a Junior that's made a big name for itself. It's a Giant
Junior.
And now, for a limited time, get the Giant Junior Bacon Cheeseburger with fries, nuggets, and a drink for just $5.
Let's face it, you aren't just a man or just a woman. You are athletes. You aren't just athletes. You're a team. You're more than just a team. You're a family. You deserve Mississippi Sports Medicine. Mississippi Sports Medicine is more than just orthopedists. Collectively, our specialized doctors perform almost 10,000 surgeries each year. From our family to yours, any age, any sport, any injury, just come here. We've got you covered.
It's football time again in the Deep South. Hi, everyone. Russ Robinson here from Friday Night Under the Lights to tell you about a new show here on Easy 87.7 FM, the Friday Night End Zone with Jason Scarborough. Every Friday afternoon from 4 to 6 p.m., Jason and his crew will get you ready for all the big games around the state. Then at 10 p.m., Friday Night Under the Lights will give you all the final scores from those big games. So whether it's before the game or after the game, it's the Friday Night End Zone from 4 to 6 p.m. and Friday Night Under the Lights from 10 to midnight. We keep you in the game.
Under the Lights, Russ Robinson joined by Don Barnes, who was supposed to do the peanut game of the week.
But I'm dry.
Yeah, he's dry. Which is something he couldn't say after he got out of East Central here a couple of weeks ago.
No,
and,
sir.
Don, we had a really good visit at Warren Central this and Starkville, too. And but we just felt like, and we talked with Malcolm Broom with the peanut growers, and it just felt like it wasn't the right thing to do. They got hammered with rain about 3:30 or 4.
Yeah, when I was looking at things, I pulled up the webcam from the MDOT for the bridge cam at crossing the river, and it was coming down in sheets.
Yeah.
I didn't feel too bad about making that choice at that point, but I will tell you that tonight, as I was listening to that game, because I did listen to parts of it on their live stream,
Warren Central was doing something special tonight.
Yes, they were.
And, you know, as much as we love to represent both teams as equally as we can, I tell you, I don't know that too many people thought that Warren Central would win that game, much less shut out a very powerful Starkville offense.
There were six in the room we were in on Sunday, Tuesday, thought they were going to win.
Absolutely. And if any of those guys are listening, coaches Josh and Chris, you guys, man, we really, really didn't want to cancel that game. We just technically didn't see that it would be positive for us to be out in that kind of situation, so we apologize. But, man, what a great game, and I'm sorry we missed it.
Yeah, me too. John Luke McCord is on the telephone with us, the SES update. John Luke, how are you?
Man, guys, I'm great. I'm still shaking off the cold from the night, but I am great. I had eyes on that Starkville Warren Central game. I think we had, you know, possibility for something similar tonight. Duplo came into Horn Lake trying to win a division title. They haven't won back-to-back Region 1 6A titles since 1988, before every player on the team and a lot of the coaches were even born for the Duplo team.
Right.
So they come to Horn Lake tonight. They get a 25-7 win in some cold weather. Really had a shutout pitched until the last minute or so of this game. But Duplo comes in. They don't do anything impressive offensively. They're probably their least productive night of the season offensively. But they do get a pick six from Tay Standifer. They get a rushing touchdown from Jacarius Williams. They get a touchdown pass from Stephon McGlon. And they get just enough to get past a good Horn Lake team with a really good defense on the road.
Now, you were handling that one, but were you surprised about the Starkville Warren Central score?
Oh, yeah. I was very surprised by that score. Like you guys said, same thing here. You know, maybe not as surprised that Warren Central pulls an upset at this point in the season. They've done that a lot under Josh Morgan. They always overachieve. But to see them shut out Starkville offense that I've seen a couple of times this season, that is hard for me to see. I've seen Malik Brown, Dree Clark, and that offense really get going a couple of times. And the fact that somebody shut them out, I don't want to make excuses for anyone, but I think this cold weather had an effect on the offensive side in my game tonight.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Maybe it had. Yeah, weather certainly had an effect in other parts of the state tonight, too. Now, we didn't get any rain here in DeSoto County tonight, but we did get some very chilly weather.
Hang around. You're going to get some rain.
I was about to say, what a great...
Yeah, it's that time of year. It's that time of year. The team that can run the ball best, play the defense in this cold weather, there they go,
Well, everybody loves cold weather for a Friday night football game, but they do not like cold, rainy weather for a Friday night football game, even though we had still had some pretty good crowds out for a lot of these games.
Not bad. What else you got up there, John Luke? Anybody else you want to report on?
Well,
one,
to go back to this Horn Lake team, look, they lost tonight. They had a chance to get back in this division race, win 1-6A as well. They did not. But Horn Lake, I'm pretty certain this is a team that's going to finish second in Region 1-6A. They're going to get to host a home playoff game in the first round of the 6A playoffs. This isn't the Columbus team we saw finish number two last year in Region 1-6A. I think this Horn Lake team is built to win. If they can get healthy offensively, they've got a really, really good defense that nobody's talked a lot about. Giving up just 12.6 points per game coming in tonight. Holds people to their worst offensive performance. This Horn Lake team, they lost tonight, but they're a team to watch in 6A North.
I totally agree.
Yeah,
and you know, they came out of nowhere. This is a program. They've won some basketball state championships, but haven't really talked about it much in football over there. John Luke, have a great, great weekend. Stay dry, stay warm, and we'll see you back here next week.
See you guys next week. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, man.
Bye, John.
All right, let's go to Brandon Shields, who was covering the Philadelphia Scott Central game. Good evening, sir. How are you?
How are you?
Well, I'm doing good. You had probably one of the bigger shockers of the night. Philadelphia and Scott Central, shocker because Scott Central been scoring a lot of points. Philadelphia must have a heck of a defense, Brandon.
Yeah, they did. They held Scott Central to a little over 100 yards, 120 yards rushing is what I had. And they held quarterback T.J. Walsh intact. They sacked him three times. I mean, it was heck of a defensive ball game. He was 32-26. Philadelphia had a goal line stand at the end of the game to win at the 1-yard line. Sky Central's at the 1 yard line going in, and they just stopped them, stopped them at the goal line. To,
and that's how it ended?
Yes, sir.
Oh, my gosh. Now, was that game at Philadelphia?
It was at Sky Central.
It was at Sky Central. Okay, now, both of them have grass fields, right? Was it raining on that ball game?
Oh, yeah. It came to monsoon, like, right in the middle of the second quarter, and it, after that, it was misty rain the rest of the night.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's going to pick up again because it's picking up again in Jackson and headed that way. So if you're driving or you're writing your story for the Clarion Ledger, be careful.
No, I'm about to be driving home. So.
Well, you need to be careful. Well, who are you going to carry cover next week?
Don't know yet. Got to wait and see. Look at the schedule and go from there. So we'll have to wait and see. Well, probably Terry Peddle on Thursday.
It's
Friday.
You know, that I'm glad you brought up Terry. J.J. Plummer's done a great job with that team out there this year. And, you know, they took one on the chin tonight. But I'm going to tell you what, he is making a good program over there. And I think we'll see them. You know, I don't know if they can beat Peddle. I mean, let's be honest. Peddle's having a great year.
They beat Peddle there in the playoffs.
That's right. So. That's right. So they got a lot to play for.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, Brandon, we appreciate it. We got to move. We got other people coming up, but we appreciate you calling. Be careful going home, man.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. Brandon Shields with us from the Clarion Ledger. George, let's swing over to the Mississippi Sports Medicine score desk. What you got?
Well, I've got a score we did not give earlier, and this is an important game for a lot of different reasons. But Brookhaven was hosting South Jones tonight. South Jones is 7-3. Brookhaven is 8-1. One of those 5A teams we don't want to forget about. And Brookhaven won a tough game tonight, a high-scoring game, 43-37 over South Jones.
Old Brook
is in 6-0 in the district, so that was a huge win for them tonight.
They got a tune-up over the summertime, and I tell you what, Brook just came out of nowhere and just really started winning some ball games.
I think head coach Tommy Clompton over there does an outstanding job.
Yeah.
And I think he's on one of the rosters of the All-Star games that are coming up. By the way, before we go to break, just remind everyone that the Mississippi the Menard Blackwell All-Star game will be on the 9th of December this year. It'll be first. And then the Mississippi-Alabama game will be at Southern, University of Southern Mississippi on the 16th. Going to swap those. But we were at the press conference, got a lot of good kids playing in those ball games. And that Bernard Blackwell game is a lot of fun because it's just all the gloves off and it's the best
absolutely.
Of the best.
Yep. So. It is going to be a lot of fun.
Yes,
I got a couple others. Okay. I'll just throw in here. Jefferson Davis County beat Wesson. We did not give that earlier, but 47-7. So that's Jeff Davis County. They're now 5-0 in the district.
The old Bassville.
10-1 overall. And for Will's sake, let's throw in here that Provine tonight beat Murrah. So 32-7 was the final there. But Provine 6-4. That's a nice year
for
them.
That's a nice year. Now, are they done?
No, they got to play one more game.
Yeah, 6A plays. See, now you've got kind of an uneven schedule right now. You've got, you know, 1-2 and class. 4, 5, and 6, I think, play their last game next week.
Right.
Is he still a program? Ridley, Coach Ridley?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's a great year. I'm sure Will's excited about that. By the way, Dr. Dave and Will will have their power rankings up. Dr. Dave, of course, has all the scores on the app. He's got it on the website. And, you know, one thing we didn't mention is, and we talk every week about where you can find us. You know, FNUTL.com for sure. But all you got to do is just go to your car radio and go as far left as you can and hit the scan button because you're going to find a Mississippi Public Broadcasting Station somewhere.
It's like 91.3 in pretty much all the dials, I think. 90, between 89, 90 and, yeah, somewhere,
yeah,
in,
somewhere
there.
In there.
So I usually find you guys when I'm coming back from wherever I happen to be.
All right.
At around 91.3 area, so.
And Ezra Wall is making sure that, you know, that we're on over there, and we appreciate it, because it gets a little lonely in that building, huh?
it's a big building.
It's a huge outfit.
There's about 3 or 4 people in there at night. So.
But we appreciate Ezra Wall for making sure we got on tonight. Well, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll have Greg Flynn, who's going to talk about the Pearl Pirate Oak Grove game, Randy McCoy, will be on talking about the Tupelo
Horn Lake. I'm also efforting Don Hinton because I want the folks to understand. You got him?
Yep.
Oh, we got him. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll have the man, Don Hinton, the executive director of the MHSAA, because we had a lot of games played last night, got some played tomorrow. We'll talk to him about how that comes about. You're listening and watching to Friday Night Under the Lights here on MPB Think Radio and also FNUTL.com, powered tonight by the Wi-Fi Sports Network. We hope that if you're driving home from ball games tonight, that you buckle up, slow it down a little bit. It's kind of slick out there. And as we get closer to the midnight hour, it's really going to get slick because we're going to have our first freeze of the weekend, I think, of the year this weekend. So, again, if you want the scores, go to the app. Go to the website, FNUTL.com. They're all on there. Big thanks to Dr. Dave for setting that up and for Will Watson. We'll take a timeout, and we'll be back with more Friday Night Under the Lights in a moment.